This is Stephanie Shea, the voice for Usagi Tsukino, and you're listening to the After Hours Nerds Podcast.
What was a Game Boy SP, like $200 back then?
It retailed for $100. That's cheaper than I thought, but still, back then.
That was your whole check.
I mean, 2003, we didn't have a check.
Your check was $350.
Yeah. Dude, I remember working for $7.25 an hour.
Exactly. You'd have to work 82 hours to make $400.
Like, and you thought that was money. Thanks for tuning in to episode 90 of the After Hour Nerd Podcast, the week of August 8th, 2021, the weekly podcast that covers last week's important gaming news, hosted by Gags and Dill. Dill, how was your week?
My week was...
Splitgate, X-Defiant?
It's only Monday, but...
Last week. We do last week's news today.
I mean, last week was all right.
X-Defiant, did you get in?
I didn't even try it. Well, by the time I looked at I didn't even know I had an email. It was like August 7th, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, that thing said August 5th, so I checked my email. I was scrolling through my email for something different, and then I saw X Defiance. I was like, what the fuck is that? And then I seen it. It said, you have been accepted.
Oh, you
bastard.
Hit
this link to play now. I'm like, oh. But it said, you know, if you don't get in this time, there'll be another live phase. But it didn't say when this one ended, so I have no idea if I'm still
in it.
I could still play it.
You know that night that you had me download Splitgate?
Yeah, you never got into the
game. Never got in.
I heard the times now are down to like 5-20 minutes.
Do you think that's because less people play, or do you think they fixed their servers?
I think they're fixing the server.
Fixing the server.
Because Isaac, he'd be looking at that Discord for like when the queue time.
Yeah,
and he's texting me every day, like, you know, it's 2 hours today.
Oh my god.
An hour and a half today. Then he texts me the other day, like, yo, queue times are 5 minutes. Hop on. And
then
it's like, you know, oh. Queue times back to 45. Like, so I don't know. I think they're still fixing it. I don't think it's...
Well, remember, they got 10 million backed into it, but it's going to take time.
I saw Tfue stream in Apex yesterday.
Oh, they all jumped to Apex. Yeah.
Tfue.
Yeah, they all jumped.
I've never seen him play anything but Fortnite, and he's on Apex.
Yeah. Apex is going to be the new wave. I heard people talking about Apex and why it doesn't hit for competitive.
Oh, that's silly.
But that's what I... Like, isn't that like one of the biggest competitive games?
Silly. Yeah, it's probably the number two competitive.
Right, behind what? Warzone?
I don't even know if you could put that at number one. I haven't seen one person play it.
I know everyone hates it because of the cheaters, and it's just like rampant with cheaters.
Just that, with all this news.
Oh yeah, we've got some that's like
seen
certain
one
people.
Person on like people I follow that are playing it.
The people
I've seen
on Twitch, Apex. I swear to God, you're right. Apex is
even Splitgate.
I still haven't really seen anyone on Splitgate.
Splitgate has a lot of users, but I don't see people. I see some people.
I don't see big names.
But
I should say
even the people that I see streaming it don't seem like they're that like crazy above how I'm playing.
Yeah, yeah.
They're good with the portals, but like as far as shooting and killing, like
right,
it seems like they're like super godlike.
Yep.
It's just people get crazy with the portals. Like that's the shit I can't keep up with. But everything else, I'm aim for.
Dude, I wanted to try it so bad, and I still fucking couldn't get in. And,
would,
and then I haven't
I would
tried
try
since.
This week, because I've heard the queue time
it's getting better. I'll try.
Spenny's playing it right now.
Do you remember a couple weeks ago we had a news story? It was the Marvel XCOM game. It was that game we were talking about where it's going to be the Marvel superheroes, and it's got the almost Final Fantasy Tactics-like gameplay.
Yeah.
Well, so there's more news about it. All right, remember we were saying this sounds cool where you get to play as like the Marvel heroes, or we'd be like, oh, Thor is a close range, Iron Man's far range.
Yeah.
So it's in the Blade universe, so the enemies are vampires. And all the characters you play as are original characters fighting vampires, and they don't sound like they have superpowers. So it's a lot less cool than we thought.
Yeah, it's not even, like, you're not even going to be able to play as, like, an Iron Man.
No, you play as original, like, I guess they're basically, like, a task force that kill vampires, because you're in the Blade universe. It sounded so much cooler, didn't it?
That doesn't sound cool at all.
That was, like, my heartbreak this week. Tactics with vampires, and you're like an army that specializes in destroying vampires. Yeah,
so
which is like cool concept.
Like we're a bunch of Cuban guys.
Yes, that's
no
what you
abilities.
Are. So I guess that's how you get through the classes, though. Is you have like a sniper, and then
great.
Yeah, I know that's.
What's a sniper gonna do to a vampire?
Shoot a giant stake from super far away.
That
yeah.
Would be clutch. But no, that doesn't sound cool. Anymore.
Right.
I'm disappointed.
And then Skyward Sword. I'm almost beating it. The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, the remake that came out.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the first one in the timeline, and it finally... The whole game is about creating the Master Sword for the first time.
Okay. That's not the one with the four swords, is it?
No, no, no. That's literally four swords.
That one, I just like the cover of that game.
With the four links? The four musketeers?
Yep.
That's actually like one of my least favorite.
Everyone says that, but it just has the coolest like concept.
Well, it's Toon Link, you know?
But I just like all four of them just chilling. Like they're just dope.
I bought that because it was originally a Game Boy Advance game.
Yeah.
I bought that game. This is like my intro to like 2D Zelda. I bought that game thinking, like you said, like, oh, that's cool. Put it in my system. You need three other people to play it. No one else has it. Again, because this is when the Game Boy SP was there.
Same thing.
But it came. This is what they did smart. It came with the Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past on it, and that's the first time I ever played Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past.
Yep.
And I fell in love with it.
Because you could never play Four Swords.
It was a heartbreaker because it was like you said, the cover, and you're like, I want this.
Shit looks savage as hell.
And couldn't get in. Yeah, never.
I do recall being through the same.
All right, let's take a quick break and be back with the news.
Yeah,
And we're back with the news. Quick news of the week. PlayerUnknown's Battleground has been renamed to PUBG Battlegrounds, which makes no sense because now it's PlayerUnknown Battleground Battlegrounds.
Just call it PUBG.
So that's
Why
what
don't
I
just call it PUBG.
Because they're making other games in the universe and they're going to tag PUBG in front of all of them. So they want you to know this is the Battlegrounds. Plus, someone was saying it actually makes sense to put the actual word Battlegrounds in it. So when you Google Battlegrounds, it comes up.
I mean, I guess if they're gonna like do a new game and keep that.
Yes.
That,
they're gonna do a whole franchise.
But it just sucks for PUBG Battlegrounds.
Yes, it's dumb as hell.
I just feel like they're so messy.
The Dead Space remake is rebuilt from the ground up and is targeting a 2021 release. We'll see, right?
Good luck.
Yeah.
Targeting.
State Farm is pulling their ads from Overwatch League, and Coca-Cola is reevaluating their plans with Blizzard as well. I think they're gonna lose a ton of sponsors.
Oh,
the Overwatch League was one of the biggest esports leagues.
Yeah,
I wonder what the hell is going to happen. No one's even excited for Overwatch 2.
That's what I was going to say.
No one's excited.
All hype for that.
Capcom unveils the final fighter coming to Street Fighter V, Luke. And Cammy and Gully are coming to Fortnite. Deathloop has finally gone gold and will release September 14th. So hopefully we never have to hear this game in a state of play ever again.
I know, right? I don't need another 45 minutes on how to play this game.
New World MMORPG has been delayed from August 31st to September 28th, so only about a month.
Nice.
And this is, the team needs more time to address feedback received during the closed beta.
That's acceptable.
That's only a month.
That's acceptable. I mean, if it's feedback from a beta, it's usually...
Good stuff, yeah.
To the feedback.
So, a little update on Activision Blizzard. We talked about last week how they needed to just all go. Okay. You were saying, get them all out of there.
I just heard. I think the HR got fired.
So, president of Blizzard, J. Allen Brack, is gone.
Oh, really?
The president of Blizzard.
Bye.
Again, he's not the top dog because technically Activision oversees him, and that's Bobby Kotick, and he's never going. He's been there for like 40 years. That's like unheard of.
Yeah.
Senior vice president of global human resources, Jesse Majzuk, gone. And then Activision's Blizzard president for corporate affairs, Frances Townsend. This is the girl everyone hates because she's most famous for being part of the George Bush hiding all the torture that he used to do.
Yeah.
So she did like the PR spins for that, which, that's good company.
Yep.
She was the sponsor of ABK's Women's Network. So she's gone from that position, and everyone was super excited till they found out she's technically still employed. She's just not, like, the spokesperson for the Women's Network now.
Yep.
Which, I mean, if you're the Women's Network and all your women are being, like, degraded, you're probably doing a really fucking shit job.
You gotta go.
She also, like, tweeted about why whistleblowing is bad after her company was getting called out, and then immediately deleted her Twitter. All right, let's get into the big news stories of the week. So we had Nintendo's financial report. So from that, we have here are the top 10 best-selling Nintendo Switch games as of June 2021. So this is lifetime sales.
Lifetime sales.
By Ryan Craddock on NintendoLife.com. Nintendo has provided updated sale figures for its best-selling games on Switch, giving us a great look at which titles have performed the best since console first launched more than 4 years ago. It's a very familiar list with most of the system's bestsellers holding their positions from previous reports. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and Animal Crossing New Horizons continue to dominate, both extending their leads as the top with former selling strongest during Q1 2021, which makes sense. New Horizons released in Q1, or no, sorry, New Horizons released Q1 of 2020. So this is like a full year it's been out. Below you'll find the Switch's best-selling games as of the 30th of June 2021. So here are the top 10 selling games on the Nintendo Switch. Number one, not surprising, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, 37.08 million. I think it's like less than a million away from being the best-selling Mario Kart game of all time.
I'm surprised that's number one.
What do you think would beat it, though?
Like Smash Bros.
I kind of agree with you, but you have to remember, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate right now is the best-selling fighter game of all time.
Yeah.
Which, to me, is crazy if you think about it.
But it's not.
It is, because fighter games apparently don't sell as well as you think they would.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's why it's not surprising. But everyone's very mixed reviews. Like, a lot of people hate Mortal Kombat. They think it's a trash...
But then there's people who love it.
Then there's people that love it.
Yep.
And then you got people that, like, you know, Street Fighter's boring.
Yep.
Street Fighter's one of the most technical, competitive games. So it's...
Yeah.
Fighting games always have mixed reviews.
You know what the craziest thing is?
Smash Bros. Never has mixed reviews.
You could make the same fighting game, right?
Yeah.
The fighting game A and fighting game B. If you just tweak the speed of one of them, there'll be people who either love it or hate it. And that's all it takes to decide if you love or hate this fighting game.
I think the thing about Smash Bros. Is, like, some of those games, like Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat, like...
They're tough to get into.
They're either competitive,
yep,
or they're fun. Like,
yep.
Mortal Kombat, I don't think it's competitive. I think it's a fun game to play,
yep,
because all the brutalities and shit.
Yeah. Like, it's more of a showpiece.
Street Fighter's not really the funnest to play, mm-hmm, but if you're trying to compete,
that's,
you know,
it
gets pretty fucking, yeah, crazy. I think Smash Bros. Has the mix of both that no
it's got
other
competitive
game has.
And fun.
It's fun as hell, and yep, it can get really fucking competitive.
And what other fighting game, right, can you get eight people together and fight at the same time, you know?
What fighting game would you want to have eight people get together and fight? But Smash Bros., you'll call your whole friends list,
I know,
and be like, let's go fucking brawl.
I know. It's that's 100%
you get
it, though.
Eight guys on the same fucking screen.
Well,
that's like unheard of.
That's why people argue, too. Like, some people claim Smash Bros. Is not a fighting game. It's a party game.
It's both.
Yeah, that's where...
You can have some one-on-one battles that can go wild. And you can say that. The people that say that are probably the people that play at home with their friends.
Yep.
If you watch a fucking stream,
dude,
these
guys
go fucking wild.
Dude,
like, there is technical aspects to the game that people don't understand.
The two biggest fighters, like, best I know, are this kid named Tweaks,
yep,
and MKLeo. If you ever, because they fought each other, obviously, multiple times, their fights between each other are ridiculous. Like, it doesn't even look like they're playing Smash Bros. It's like a completely different game.
Well, that's what
game.
I mean.
Like
people, so I feel like some people haven't seen,
yep,
that's why they think, oh, you know, Smash Bros. Is just a fun game. They haven't seen the,
yeah,
competitive aspect.
Right.
I mean, I haven't seen. You go on Twitch, you don't,
yeah,
see people playing Smash Bros., but I'm sure if you search, yeah, it, there's
dude,
probably someone there playing.
Oh, it's,
and they're probably gross. But
they always put it on top
of
mind.
If they don't have, you know, 100 people watching,
right,
some people won't click your video.
Yeah.
Like, some people only go to the guys that got 50,000,
mm-hmm,
like Nick Merckx and people like that, even if they suck.
Yeah.
Like, Tfue had 43,000 people playing.
Right.
He didn't even... they picked up a vault key. They ran by the vault and said, there's no vault around. And I'm like... You know, people are watching. 33,000 people just watched him walk by the vault with the vault key and say there's no vault. Like, that's the type of shit I'm talking, yeah, about.
Well, because,
you know,
at that point,
you got those godlike people with 86 viewers. No one's going to watch them.
So, number one, Mario Kart. Number two, Animal Crossing New Horizon, 33.89. Dude, that's 1 year.
That's crazy.
That's...
That's 11 million or 9 million over Smash Bros. Is...
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know how many Switches that game probably sold itself? Like, people who don't even play games went out and got Animal Crossing.
I still people on my Facebook that'll be like, oh my god, new content for Animal Crossing. And I'm like, yo, the people never picked up a game in their
life. I know.
They'll just go get a Switch. Hey, I just bought a Switch. I'm like, you even know what Nintendo is?
They
no,
don't care.
I don't even
they
know.
Don't care.
What's a Nintendo?
That's why, like...
I saw animals and I went for it.
Animal Crossing is now in Smash Bros.
Yep.
It's in Mario Kart. It's got the level. It's got... You can play as the villager and you can play as... Isabelle,
yep,
remember?
Yep.
Like, that's why they're in there, is because that's how popular... Before, it used to be Mario and Link. You have to put Animal Crossing on that,
it's
like...
Got, it's got
Mount Rushmore.
On Legend of Zelda.
Dude.
On Breath of the Wild.
So that's the thing, though. Like, if you look at it, usually...
And to me, that's the craziest
game
Zelda
on
the game,
yeah,
out.
But this 100%. Is... That's the best-selling Legend of Zelda game ever.
It's easily the best, regardless. No matter which way you look at it.
I agree.
Even with pure nostalgia.
Yeah,
even
I agree.
Even if one of those old games was converted into that style, it still wouldn't be as good.
No, it's...
That game just goes crazy.
The art style, the music,
like
everything.
Those games. And that I like that game. I don't see how that's 10 million behind Animal Crossing.
No,
I'll never pick up an Animal
never.
Crossing.
Never. Dude, Animal Crossing's so good, though.
I can't just sit down and just do that and play that and not have like some type of... Like competition.
Yeah, there
in my
is
head.
None.
Like,
that's the thing. Yeah,
I always need.
You
to,
can't relax.
Even if I'm playing a story mode, I'm
yep.
competing with those fucking NPCs, man.
You know what you do in Animal Crossing? You pay off your mortgage. You might actually like that.
Good budgeting skills in this game.
They have they call it the turnip market, so it's the stock market.
Yeah, oh
so
God.
You buy. Yeah. It's business. All it is business 101.
I'm thinking I drop every other game I play and just.
I'm telling you.
Maybe I'll get a house someday if I play this game.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll see what happens.
Number four, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, 23.2 million. Again, like, so if you look at, like, the other Legend of Zelda, I think the best-selling one is Ocarina of Time before this, and that's around 10 million.
Yeah.
So this one blew it out of the water.
Doubled it.
Pokemon Sword and Shield, 21.85 million.
That's respectable.
I actually thought that would be bigger because technically they count both versions towards the total. So it's
that actually makes it worse.
Right. Yeah. So it's really only around, like, but again, 10 million,
10 million
is
solid.
Fucking huge. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what's the second highest, you know, Pokemon game?
Dude,
Ruby?
No.
Those
I don't.
Came out popular.
I don't think this is even close to the best-selling Pokemon game, though.
What's the best-selling Pokemon game?
Hold on. Best-selling Pokemon game. Keep going on the list. Do you see it? So what's after Pokemon Sword and Shield?
Super Mario Odyssey.
How many? 21. So I think that's the best-selling Mario game as well.
Super Mario Party, 15.7 mil.
The Mario Party is number five. What is that? Number five or number six?
That's like number seven.
Hold on,
Breath
ready?
Of the Wild was four. So,
Breath of the Wild is four. Shield's number five, is Odyssey. Oh, Shield is five.
Odyssey six. Super Mario Party seven.
So the best-selling Pokemon game of all time is Pokemon Red and Blue at 31 million.
Red and Blue. Huh?
Because think about it. How many times have they
sold it again?
Because
they sold that fucking 15 years after it dropped. That was still in the stores when we were kids, and that came out 10 years before we were born.
But remember, they sold it on the 3DS again. You could buy it virtually. That counts towards it again. Number two is Pokemon Gold and Silver at 23.73 million.
That's not surprising.
Then number three is Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Wow.
Again, but it's the handhelds. Everyone used to have a handheld because they were way cheaper than an actual console. Yeah. Plus, Pokemon, the brand itself, is the biggest fucking thing.
Oh, of course. I was doubting more that, like, I figured, like, those other ones, like Ruby, Sapphire, would be up there.
Yeah.
There's three of them. I'm assuming they count that for the same...
I don't know, because it doesn't list that.
Because they're all part of the same gen. You would think that they would count all three of those towards that specific...
I wonder if it's because it's technically a different game.
It is, but it's not.
Yeah, I know. I get what you mean.
That's why it's like, it's not.
You know,
it's just a different monster.
It's almost like the complete edition.
You can't count Sword and Shield separate, because they're the same game.
Yep.
Just a different, you know, final guy you get. It's the same thing with Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald.
Well, because this does Pokemon Gold and Silver, but no Sapphire.
Sapphire's not with those.
Yes, it. Or sorry, not Sapphire. Crystal.
Crystal. You just said Crystal. You said Gold. Oh no.
No, Gold and Silver.
Well, I feel like Crystal came out separate.
They normally do though.
Well, no, they don't.
Yeah, no.
Because when Ruby, Sapphire, I feel like those all came. out.
No, Emerald comes out the year after. That's how they always do it.
Ruby and Sapphire came out the same time. Then.
Yes, Ruby and Sapphire, and then a year later,
Emerald, they do the
full version, which is the Rayquaza instead of Kyogre and Groudon.
You'd still think that Ruby and Sapphire would be up there. Those ones popped off heavy.
It's almost cheating if you think about it. That was really good.
That was a new gen.
I mean,
all brand new.
All right, so if we have... So Pokemon Sword and Shield is 21.85 million here. After we have Super Mario Odyssey, then Super Mario Party, then Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee at 13.57.
That's surprising.
That is surprising. That's basically a remake of Yellow.
That was a good game.
It is, but it's also... It's not a full Pokemon game. Like, you don't fight Pokemon, wild Pokemon.
Yeah.
Remember, you shoot, like, the Pokeball at them.
Yeah.
So it's like a streamlined version of Yellow.
I don't know. I feel like I liked the Mystery Dungeon better than I liked this one.
Mystery Dungeon is so ass.
I back then it was decent.
All right. So, yeah, back then when it was on a game, I
liked it better than this one.
They put Mystery Dungeon on the Switch. It literally feels like a Game Boy Advance game. And they sold it for $60.
It was probably an SP game. So
it was.
Pretty close.
Here's the crazy... All right, so Splatoon 2 at 12.45 million. That's wild for a new IP. Like, I think that's only like... When did the first one come out? Like 2012, 2013? Splatoon 1.
Didn't it come out on Switch?
No, the
Splatoon
1...
Splatoon 2 was the one that came out.
It's Switch. Splatoon 1 was on the Wii.
I didn't even know that was a game.
That's what I'm saying. So how the hell is a new IP selling that well?
I mean, Splatoon 2 has been out for like... 4 years.
Right, but it's a new IP. Like, you know,
I'm
like
saying 12 mil in 4 years isn't that good.
Dude, no, a lot of games don't even come close to 12 million. Like, look at, like, Assassin's Creed games. They don't sell 10 million.
Yeah, but, like...
So, Splatoon 1 came out in 2015. So, this series in total is only 6 years old.
I still feel like it's slow. If they had charge, we'll say, even if they had charged $5 to play Castle Crashers, I guarantee that would have blew that out the water. Like, little games like that, I feel like blow that out the water. 12 mil is really not that much.
Dude, hold on. Castle Crashers sales.
It was free. I'm saying if it was like $5.
So Castle Crashers broke record as becoming the highest selling.
Or was it like $20?
It was like $20.
Was it?
But Castle Crashers became the highest selling on an Xbox Live Arcade, and it sold almost 2 million. Jesus. Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you feel like these numbers are small, but then when you compare them to other games, they're actually not.
I mean, but...
Yeah. The only things that really do, like, huge numbers in years are the sports games, the Call of Duties. Like, those will crush it for a year.
Oh, yeah.
And then number 10. This is the one that kills me the most.
I've never heard.
Ring Fit Adventure. That's the stupid game where you have the ring, like, toy that you put your Joy-Cons on and you, like, exercise. Oh, God. I can't believe that sold 11.2. I have to think that it was a pandemic thing and everyone saw this as their exercise.
Had to be.
It, like, I can't. It's an RPG that you work out for. Like, I'm not even kidding. So you do, like, timed
at
battles?
At least that means 11 million people are working out.
It doesn't mean that.
Trying to work out.
There you go. At the same time, they also told us that the Switch console itself has sold 89 million. That would bring it to... So that sold 4.45 million in the first quarter of 2021 alone. So almost 5 million consoles sold. It now officially passed both PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360 in consoles sold. And Nintendo reiterated its annual guidance of they want to sell around 25 million consoles a year. Now, if it's at 89 million now and they have a new Switch coming out in a couple months because they have the OLED, as much as I think that thing is useless,
I think it's useless.
It's still going to probably sell another 10 million.
Are you talking about, like, at launch?
No, there's no way they have 10 million ready at launch, especially with the chip shortage. But
the chip shortage.
I know.
All right, are we talking in the first quarter then?
Yeah, probably. Or the next quarter, because it's no longer the first quarter.
Five in the first quarter?
Yeah.
Or is that five in the first quarter in this year?
First quarter of this year.
So when I wonder how much it sold in the first quarter of the year it dropped.
Well, the new
Switch.
If you remember when the Switch first came out, remember how much of a pain in the ass it was to find it?
It was a bitch to get.
Yeah.
I do remember that, but. That obviously means that someone was buying it.
Yeah, right.
Unless they made, you know, just a shortage.
But right.
I don't think there was a shortage of Switches when it came out.
No, it did.
Well, because people were... Not because they couldn't make enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Like PS5. Like, they couldn't make enough. That's why it was a shortage.
Yeah, and...
Like, this was a shortage because everyone had it.
When the Switch first released, you have to remember, it was after the Wii U. That was a huge failure.
Yeah.
So Nintendo...
I like the Wii U, all right?
I liked
don't
it, all right?
Don't hate on that.
I had it.
It's better than the Wii.
Oh, God, yeah.
So if you like the Wii U, why wouldn't you like the Wii U?
But, dude, the Wii is one of the best-selling consoles of all time.
I mean, the Wii was the GOAT.
Because...
When that first came out, that was big. Being able to motion control and shit.
Like, old people were buying it, though, because of that.
Yeah, old people playing Resident Evil on that thing.
Yeah. Right. They were playing, like, Wii fucking...
No.
What's that?
Wii Sports was crazy.
I that's mean, what everyone
that
wanted.
That was crazy.
That's
what
everyone
wanted.
That
was a game changer.
And that was free.
Wii Baseball... That shit, you'd be sitting there playing that all day for no reason.
That's one of the best-selling games of all time.
Not surprised. And then the classic, what was the summer one? The summer games.
Oh, Wii Fit Resorts?
Yeah.
Wii Sports Resorts or something?
We used to have some good times on that bad boy.
That was a good with the basketball?
Yes, sir.
Next news story, Mario Golf Super Rush gets a free update with a new character, course, and mode. This is by Chris Scullion on VideoGameChronicle.com. Toadette has been added to the roster, bringing the total number of playable characters to 17. She's a control-type golfer. And her special shot is called the Super Pickaxe Stinger. The new update also adds a seventh course to the game set in New Donk City. Players will have to rebound the ball off buildings to reach the hole. Finally, a new ranked match mode has been added, which lets players take part in ranked games online for new rewards, such as the ability to choose different colors for Yoshi. Nintendo also promises that more updates will be released for the game later this year. So we got the new character Toadette, which is super boring for a new character. People love her.
Don't be a woman hater.
I would never.
That kind of sounds like what it was there.
New Donk City might be the most impressive looking level in the game. Mm-hmm. New Donk City first premiered in, what's that? Super Mario Odyssey.
I still haven't played that.
Dude, you're an idiot.
It's not nice to say words like that on a podcast.
I'm sorry. If you don't have any, you're an idiot. All right? And then ranked mode. I can't believe the game launched without ranked mode.
Can you not believe that?
If you think about it, after you beat the story mode, which is like 3 hours, I think it took me 3 hours
to
beat.
That wasn't the story mode that you were saying was like completely like made no sense, was it?
That was the one that made no sense.
This is the one that makes no
sense. No sense. Where you're just...
Is this the golf one, right?
Yes. Yeah. It makes no damn sense.
Yeah, I mean, after that story mode, throw some ranked in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's get the multiplayer busted, because that's the only thing that's going to keep this game
going. Right. So without ranked, there's no reason to play online, because you're playing, you win or lose, who cares?
Yeah.
You're not, like, working towards anything.
No stats.
Nothing.
You have nothing to improve.
Right.
No urge to even want to play the multiplayer.
What they need to do is add a tournament mode for golf, especially. Think about it is if you could do a tournament mode where you say, all right, in 2 weeks, everyone has to put up their score. Whoever has the best score for that golf. So that way you don't even all have to be online at the same time.
I was going to say you could do both of those. I was thinking the opposite. You know, you set a date for the tournament.
Yep.
Everyone logs in, 8 o'clock, whatever. Yep. You got 10 guys in the tournament. You guys golf it the fuck out.
Really?
Like, you could do either or.
Well, because they do have the super rush mode, which, if you remember, is everyone golfs at the same time. Yeah. And it's based on time, not the hit. But every time you hit the ball, it adds 30 seconds to your time.
If it's a bad hit or just in general?
Just in general. That way, like, the least amount of hits still benefits you.
Yeah.
But if it takes too long, it might not be worth it. So you might as well just hit it anyways.
Yeah.
So and that's when you can run into each other and hit each other
It gets crazy in that.
Oh, it's nuts.
I mean, you're probably bad at it, but...
Your brother TA tried to guard up, and my God, did I embarrass him.
I mean, I haven't heard you talk about playing it or anything. So clearly, you weren't doing that well in it.
I haven't played this game probably since the week it came out, and that's the sad thing.
You probably haven't played Tetris 99 since...
That's a lie. I played this week.
Since you could never win.
I played Tetris 99.
Did you win?
No.
All right.
I actually started a support group for people who haven't won yet.
Still a failure.
Yeah.
You'll never win it.
I would love to see you win Tetris 99.
I'm just going to... Dude, when we were at the garage the other day playing... We had a little Saturday night, Monday night fighter tournament.
Yep.
I just got thrown in. I didn't know what we were playing, but we're playing this game called Bust a Move. And it's literally just like a freaking Facebook
arcade. Oh, I know exactly what it is.
You shoot the bubbles up and you pop the other bubbles. But let me tell you, Spenny and TA and Spenny and Josh got into the craziest match. Like, you're literally sitting there watching this shit like, why is this so crazy right now? It's literally a Facebook game where you pop the balloon.
Yep.
But they were just... Because it's almost like Tetris 99, how you like shoot shit at their
other
screen.
Yeah, yeah.
And shit was just getting so crazy. Like,
it's almost like Puyo Puyo or whatever.
At one point, Josh like gave up. Like he had one more spot left. And that, whatever that ball was, if it wasn't the ball that was in front of him, like, he had no shot.
Yep.
He literally just like taps the last button to lose. He hits like a fucking 89-piece combo. Whole board clears. And then like TA's whole board just went... And he
filled
got
up.
Out of that. And he was literally giving up. Like... You just tap the last button to give up and just lose, and then ends up winning the game on like a 90-piece combo. I was like, why is this game so fucking crazy?
Try that with 99 people in Tetris.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't imagine. But
I won 9.
That's why I haven't even tried.
I won Pac-Man 99 like the third time I played.
I mean, that's easy, though.
Tetris 99 is another
that's
language.
That's why I don't play, because I'm 0-0. I can't say that I have a losing percentage. You, unfortunately, are probably over 100.
I can say you never won.
But
at anything.
You also have never won. So we're just tied up right now.
I'm getting up there and trying, all
right? You kind of look like Steve Seagal right now.
I'll take that. He's not a bad-looking guy.
He's a freaking... That guy's an animal.
There you go. Next news story. This one's dear to my heart. Xenoblade voice actress implies a new game is in the works, which is true, by Imran Khan on fanbyte.com. In June of this year, a Xenoblade fan held a particularly significant interview with actress Jenna Coleman. Coleman, who's primarily known... for her roles as Clara Oswald on TV Institution Doctor Who and Jasmine Thomas in soap opera Emmerdale, was also Malia in the first Xenoblade Chronicles over a decade ago. She appeared in a video chat with the YouTube channel Din's Meteorite, a smaller gaming channel with around 33 subscribers, to talk about several subjects, including her time spent on Xenoblade Chronicles and the recent expanded Switch remaster Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition. While the interview was published 2 months ago, it only recently caught the notice of social media, in large part because of an accidental slip of the tongue from Coleman. Musing about her first role in Xenoblade Chronicles, Coleman said, "God, when was the first game? 10 years ago? It was a long time ago. I did it pre-Doctor Who days, and when did they did the second one, they asked me to come back, and I think they're going to do another." Coleman paused, Common knowledge, don't know. Yeah, I think they're going to do another one. Not sure if I'm allowed to say that. Now, before we get any further in this article, I want you to know I watched this video. That is not what she said. So he fucked up on what she said. She said, she does say up to like the common knowledge part. And then she says something like, I don't know how to say this. Because when they, she's talking about coming back to do a second one. She's not in the second one.
Yeah.
But she, they, when they did the definitive edition, added an additional chapter, and she's in that additional chapter. And I think she's confused and thought that was a second game because she's not a gamer.
Yeah.
Even in the interview, she's like, I've never played the games or seen it. Are they cool? So she just did the lines. And then, so I think when they talked about it, I think she got confused and was saying like, yeah, they did another one. I think she heard about the second one and was thinking, oh, they are making another one, even though it's already been out.
Yeah.
So that's where I think a lot of confusion's coming from. That being said, Imran Khan continues with his story. This shouldn't come as galloping shock as Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition expanded content was titled Future Connected, indicating that Monolith Soft was looking forward to the future of the series. It goes well, the game can be released as soon as the first half of next year, delayed from its original and now exceedingly unlikely winter 2021 target. As always, I think I cut some of the article.
Things cannot change.
What?
If it's getting delayed, it's getting delayed.
Yeah, that's...
Things will not change.
And the other thing is, if it is coming out this year, right? Right, you would know it by now, I think.
It's not.
There's
especially
no way
it's coming out in the winter. I mean, there's only a couple months left.
Exactly. Like, so unless they like announced it next week, which then only gives them like 2 months to promote it, which they wouldn't do because it's one of their bigger
RPG
series.
You want time to promote something that's that big.
All right. So later on, he said the third Xenoblade Chronicles game in development at Monolith Soft is a sequel to Xenoblade Chronicles 2, currently the best-selling game in the series. The ending of the trilogy takes place in the far-flung future with returning characters who have long outlived their human counterparts. So that makes sense because Malia isn't a human. She's like a different race that lives hundreds of years.
Yeah.
The problem is Malia's character isn't in the second one because the second one and the first one aren't connected.
Okay.
They're not technically the same universe.
Yeah.
So I don't know why Malia from the first one would be in the third one if it's a continuation of the second one.
The second one, yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly. That being said, the expanded story was called Future Connected,
tie in now?
Yes, that's where I'm like, I don't know if I agree with everything that's being said. She says, this is why Coleman, who plays Malia, would be aware of a third game as her character returning it, and she is more likely has recorded voice acting for it. So I don't think she recorded voice acting for the third. Again, I think it was voice acting for Future Connected, and she's confused about what that was. Because if you think about it, that Xenoblade Chronicles 1 came out 10 years ago, and they call you back 10 years later to do more recording, I would think it's a new game too.
Of course.
Not an addition to a game 10 years ago. And I think...
Especially in a game that doesn't do additions like that a lot.
The second one did have an addition, but it was a prequel.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That was the second game.
Yes.
That was already 10 years after the first one came out.
Yes.
Obviously, there was no addition to the first one. So
and
why would you assume 10 years later that...
Right, exactly. Why would
you
think...
would obviously assume that it would be a new game.
Especially if she said something like, are the games cool?
Yeah,
I haven't seen them.
I've never even played it or anything. Like, why would they call you? They would have called you back for no reason.
Right.
Like, you would think... You would think it would be a whole new series game, whatever.
Exactly.
Not just an addition to another game.
But this is where he's... According to our sources, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 was set to be revealed earlier this year and may still be announced before the end of the calendar year, which is fine. It being
announced before... Yeah.
Totally makes sense. But has had a difficult time with pandemic development and optimizing the game for the Switch. Now, the second one runs like shit on the Switch.
I'm sure.
It's horrible.
I heard Apex has been running better on the Switch for some reason.
Yeah, because I think they played like the mobile version of it.
They did something to it. Apparently, it's been running better. But
I'm still never going to play Apex on the Switch.
God, no.
The game is aiming for more character models on screen at once than previous titles, accounting for both playable characters and elements. All right, so basically he's saying it's going to be continuing the second one. Characters are returning from the first and second one, which, again, to me doesn't make sense unless they do connect them.
Which I'm sure they'll find a way.
And I beat the Future Connected, and it didn't tease that it was going to connect to the second one.
I highly doubt you beat any of these games.
I haven't. This is the game.
You're one of those big fans that never plays it, but just loves it.
This is the one. This is the game where I admitted that I put it to the easiest difficulty to beat the final boss, and then immediately changed it back to normal. So when I saved the game, it didn't say I beat it on the easiest difficulty. But I beat the game.
Did you, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
That doesn't count. If I did that, it would have been like, oh, Dilda beat the game. Oh.
If you beat a game, it would be big news because it would have meant you beat a game.
I'll get one for the year.
Will you?
I only got 4 months, but I'll get one game for the
year. How's Final Fantasy IX?
It's in the works.
Yeah.
Hey, at least I can say I beat a game in 2019 because I beat that Spider-Man game that came out.
Did you?
Yeah. It only took 6 hours, but I beat it.
That took 6 hours to beat?
Yeah. It was easy. I didn't do any of the side shit, but...
Oh, you just beelined it,
I just
huh?
went right to the fucking final, baby. I'm not going around the city collecting backpacks. Stupid.
You don't want your platinum?
No. I don't care about the award.
This one's good for you. PlayStation 5 shortage is coming to an end.
I don't give a shit about this console.
Sony will soon produce over 14 million PS5s.
He hasn't touched his shit in weeks.
Really? I, you know what? The sad thing is, if I didn't have Fortnite, I don't know how much I'd play Xbox Series X until Halo comes out.
People like only play it when something specific comes out, and then mm-hmm. when that thing dies out.
Right, and it's been a year where specific things aren't coming out.
And no one's playing.
Like, yeah. Which is, it's wild to me because we say that, right? But sales numbers for video games and consoles have never been higher.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I feel like it's all phony numbers because I'm like.
This is all bullshit.
You spend all this time trying to get the PS5, and everyone that I know that has it, that I'm friends with, hasn't been playing.
My biggest problem with Microsoft and Sony, both of them right now, is they're both boasting like console sales and everything. But then it's like people who have it aren't even real people. They're just bots.
Yeah.
So it's like you're bragging about it. And then
half the people that have it don't play it because they don't actually have it.
Yeah.
It's like if one guy has 30,000 bots and he buys 30,000 units.
Right. He's not playing Ratchet and Clank. He's playing eBay.
Yeah. He's just selling them all. And then those kids go pay $8,000. Yeah. And now they have nothing to play still. So it's just all a big scam. I'm not even gonna try to get this shit.
I still have never.
2 years when it's just on the shelf. And
that's
no what,
I've still never
it.
Seen either of them on shelf.
I'm not even gonna lie. I don't even know where. I don't even know when I'd hook it up to play it.
When?
Like the only time I think I'd ever play it is if I had to get Splitgate on a queue.
Yep.
And I wanted to go play something else.
Yeah.
Because other than that, I mean, there's no reason for me to. If I can get all those games on my laptop, it's really.
I will be so real with anyone right now. PS5 and Xbox Series X. I don't think either of them are worth it right now.
Because like consoles are just gonna die eventually. And it's just all gonna go to PC.
I don't know.
Because if they give you the access to use a controller, then what's stopping you? The extra $300-$500, but your performance blows it out the water.
I know. That's what I.
Those consoles will never be able to compare with a PC, and try to keep that low price that entices people.
It's and PC I'm, gaming is growing
going,
so rapidly
those
that
consoles are going up hundreds of dollars each time they come out. What's the PS6 going to be? $750?
Well, you don't have to worry about it for hopefully another 8 years.
Well, hopefully, but who wants to sit on one console for 8 years?
Yeah.
At least PC, you know, even if you have a PC. Couple years from now, there's going to be a stronger PC.
Yeah.
At least you just upgrade in strengths.
And you don't even have to technically.
You don't have to wait 8 years to get a new console.
Well, you don't even have to buy a whole new PC. You can buy
sometimes
like a
you
part.
You can buy the parts.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just feel like it's all going to
go. It's almost like a car at that point.
It's all
going
to go to PC at some point.
This is by Sergio Vasquez on iDropNews.com. Sony's PS5 launch, for the lack of a better word, mayhem. There was a PS5 shortage immediately. Scalpers were selling consoles at ridiculous prices, and scams are the order of the day. Some people went as far as selling actual pictures of PS5s on eBay. The worst part, people actually bought them because they didn't read the product descriptions. Neither Sony nor any of us were ready for how the PS5 launch would turn out. Fortunately, it seems like the PS5 shortage is soon to be over. Sony is getting ready to make millions of PS5 consoles for this year. Sony wasn't able to manufacture more PS5s because of the ongoing chip shortage due to the pandemic. However, during Sony's earnings report for the past Wednesday, Hiroki Totoki, that's a dope name. Sony's chief financial officer confirmed for the company secured enough chips to hit its production goal for 2021. How much is that goal, you ask? Well, Sony says it has enough chips to manufacture 14.8 million PS5 consoles this year. Sony also confirmed that it has sold 10 million PS5 consoles since it launched on November 12, 2020. Not only that, but during its earnings report, Sony shared that it also made a profit of 280.1 billion yen, which is around $2.57 billion. This surpassed the company's expectations since Sony only expected a profit of 207.96 billion yen or 1.9 billion. Oh, those poor guys at Sony. Currently, the PS5's official price is $399 for the digital edition and $499 for the standard edition. However, due to the shortage, many resellers have tried to sell the console for over $1,000. Sony didn't confirm when the new batch of PS5 consoles will be available. But this will hopefully reduce the extraordinary high demand and even higher. They need to hit this shit for, if it's coming soon too, the winter. They need to hit this for Black Friday.
Yep.
and they need to hit this for Christmas.
New Year's, whatever.
They need all of those consoles you can get. The only problem I have with this story is people, like tech gurus and stuff, have claimed that this chip shortage is going to go out until 2023.
Oh, yeah. I have heard no rumors of this chip shortage stopping.
Right.
People don't realize how much those chips are connected. It's fucking fridges now and shit. Like, people, the shortage is on fridges.
It's that chip is used cars, for car doors. Yes.
Cars, fridges, video games, cell phones, everything.
Everything.
Everything has that fucking chip now. So, the shortage is not near a close.
No.
Sony just has enough money to, you know, probably finesse them for chips over, you know, a refrigerator company.
Right.
Like.
Well, not only that, Sony owns so many products, they probably just shifted some of those chips over from products they would have used it.
They took chips from other areas. That shortage is nowhere close.
No. If you think about it, too, Sony was primarily like a tech company that did gaming on the side. Now their gaming is probably like the largest part of their company.
Of course.
Because you used to see like Sony TVs.
Oh, yeah.
Sony DVD
Sony
players.
Was on a lot of shit back then.
Now you don't really see that. Like, they still have like their headphones. I remember I had like the Sony Excursion cell phone or whatever the hell it was called. Remember it was the swipe up one?
Yep. Yeah, no, they're definitely shifted towards all gaming now.
It's
I mean, at that point.
Done like a completely 180 from their company.
When you make that much money, I mean.
I think you have to hit these consoles. You probably won't see them until 3 months. Yeah.
To be pumping these out.
Right.
I mean, what's it matter if there's still a bot overload?
I would love to know the actual numbers of like consoles that are in home compared to consoles sold.
Oh God. It's probably like in home, probably half.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
At least half.
I see photos of warehouses full of them, of people selling. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, how do they get a goddamn warehouse and you can't even find one?
You go pay the guy that's supposed to deliver them $100. And, you're like, hey, let me just hang out in this little storage thing for an hour or two, steal a couple, and you go sell them.
Here's a PS5 game. Ghost of Tsushima's multiplayer gets a standalone launch plus a new mode. This is by Owen S. Good on Polygon.com. Ghost of Tsushima Legends, the post-launch multiplayer adds onto Sucker Punch Productions' 2020 open world adventure, will be available as a standalone product on September 3rd, 2 weeks after Ghost of Tsushima's Director's Cut launches on PlayStation 5 and PS4. Ghost of Tsushima Legends will be available on both consoles in the PlayStation Store for $19.99. A blog post Wednesday morning promised that it is the same Legends content accessible by owners of Ghost of Tsushima, expecting certain cosmetics that are unlocked in the single-player campaign. Oh, accepting. All right. So that will include everything that's gone into the Ghost of Tsushima Legends since its October debut, plus several content updates that will begin with an August 20th patch. That patch rebalances Legends' survival mode, shortening its sessions length, and adds new weekly variants to the Survival Nightmare Challenge. The patch is free to everyone who owns the base game of Ghost of Tsushima or who buys Ghost of Tsushima's Director's Cut on August 20th. Or Ghost of Tsushima Legends on September 3rd. I think Ghost of Tsushima is going to become a brand for them. Not just like this one and done. Because they also have that Ghost of... I think... What is it? Ghost of Icky, it's called?
Yeah.
Instead of Ghost of Tsushima?
I don't know. This little added game mode doesn't seem like it's going to do it.
Dude, people loved it when it launched. That was that four-player online... Remember Spenny was
talking about this new one here in this article.
Oh, the...
Survival mode.
Ghost of Tsushima Legends.
A horde mode.
Yes,
that's not gonna do it.
I think the reason they added a horde mode is because, from my understanding, is the online four player is a short like eight player kind of like campaign that once you go through, it's done. You add the horde mode and it's something that
they could have added a better mode than horde mode.
Well, if they add,
let's do one on one standoffs. Just straight samurai sword skill versus...
Oh, right here. So if we went to one more sentence in the thing, ready? On September 3rd, when Ghost of Tsushima Legends launches as a standalone, it'll get a new mode called Rivals, in which two teams of two...
That's horde mode.
Oh. So they're not fighting each other. They're fighting against hordes.
No, you're just fighting hordes.
I gotcha.
That's what I mean. That's stupid.
Instead of fighting each other?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do a horde mode, do two modes. One where you fight each other. Even if it's 2-on-2 or a 1-on-1, I feel like you just throw that in there. That should be easy enough to do, no? A mode where you just fight one goon, just sword fight him?
I don't know if the combat is good enough for that. Like,
combat could be solid.
Well,
you'd
so,
have to tweak it a little bit to add that's blocks and shit in. But
well, isn't that what the whole game is? Blocking and attacking? Actually, it probably would make sense.
Yeah, no, it would.
It probably would make sense to just do 1-on-1.
Why would you just do a horde? I don't think that's enough to fucking...
And well,
you gotta pay $20 for this.
If you want to stand, like if you don't have the full game, but you want just the online version,
I'm not doing that.
Well,
I would not do that.
if say all your friends had the director's cut and you didn't feel like dishing out the money to play online with them.
Stop it. At that point, you might as well just buy the full game and just get it for free. Come on. You're already paying a third of the price just for this just for the Horde mode.
Right.
Come on. Who's paying $20 for Horde mode?
I don't know. Honestly, like I kind of agree at that point. Why wouldn't you just buy the full game?
Yeah, like that doesn't. This is stupid.
Plus, Ghost of Tsushima, I bet, has gone on sale multiple times now.
You think so?
Yeah, because it launched over a year ago. You don't think so?
I've never seen it.
PS4 games usually go on sale. Oh, because you're looking at it on the online store, though?
Yeah. I haven't got a notification saying, like, hey, I usually get things like, hey, this thing's on sale from, like, Best Buy. I've never seen it.
Oh, all right, yeah. Because usually Sony games go on sale, like, you know, almost a month after.
The new MacBook's on sale, but I'm like, nothing about Ghost of Tsushima dropping price.
Yeah, that's...
I still think that shit's probably $60.
Well, I bet it's 70 when it comes to PS5.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't think that shit's going to drop for at least another year or two.
Let's see. Because the goal is to wipe out more enemies and progress through more levels than the other team, but players can spend magma might.
See, that's the only thing that I feel like is decent about it is the fact that there is another team doing the Horde with you.
Yep. And you're racing.
You have to race. That's the only thing I think that gives it an advantage over a normal Horde mode where you're just doing it for fun.
Yeah, right.
But it's not enough.
Finish those waves before the other team and you win the match.
I just don't think it's enough.
I feel like you should be able to like somehow fuck with the other
fight
team
the
then.
Other,
yeah,
like. Something to them. Like, it just doesn't. I don't think it's enough.
Alongside Rivals, Ghost of Tsushima Legends will get a gear mastery system, which expands Legends' progression system beyond its current 110 levels. Players with gear that have topped out at 110 can now build it to a class of Legend and active mastery challenges. When completed, it will upgrade its key level to 120. Mastery challenges will also unlock a new ability and new techniques for each class. When complete, will allow players to add a second perk to their loadout. The new Rivals mode and all additional content is available to those who already have the standard Ghost of Tsushima game for PlayStation 4. Just to be clear, you also get all this stuff with the director's cut on either platform too. Sucker Punch says that beginning September 10th, Ghost of Tsushima Legends will also get 4 weekly content updates. These will include another Rivals map, new survival map, and a new version of last year's raid, Trials of Low, which increases the difficulty but offers challenges in bite-sized chunks. The new raid will also have a new leaderboard as well. So it is at least 3 different game modes for the online. And the raid is what I was talking about, where if you beat it, that's about it.
Yeah.
I also forgot you have classes. It's not like you play as the main character.
No,
there's like four. It's like the bow guy.
That'd be even better for a 1v1 type thing where you got different classes now.
Yeah.
Kind of changes the way you go to play.
I honestly, I don't want to say anything until I at least see it. Because I bet it looks a lot cooler than it sounds on paper.
I don't know. Yeah, oh. I mean, I won't go too heavy into it, but I don't know. I still don't. Just based off paper, it doesn't sound like.
Well, because didn't Spenny say he loved it when he played the multiplayer mode?
He played the story more than he played the multiplayer.
He played the story
mode. 100 hours into the story mode. He probably only paid 10 hours of the multiplayer.
Well, I think when the multiplayer originally came out, it was only about 10 hours worth of content. So if they're adding content now,
I don't know if he finished it.
And then it says correction: a previous version of the story gave an incorrect launch date for the standalone Ghost of Tsushima. It is September. All right, we said that. All right, this one's good for both of us. Niantic responds to fans' fury over Pokemon Go changes. Have you heard about this?
I read a little bit, but I didn't like look too much into it. I just heard about it.
So this is by Jared Moore and IGN.com. Niantic has issued a response to fans over complaints surrounding the company's decision to reduce the in-game extended range feature for Pokestop interactions in Pokemon Go. The developer says it will form a committee, consult with the community members, and deliver a further response by September. Fans have directed anger at Niantic after it reverted pandemic-related changes to the game, most prominently the distance at which Pokestops can be interacted with. For a game that prides itself on its community-based gameplay and the size of its fan base, the company has been silent over the issue for some time, leading to a widely shared open letter from players. Niantic has finally offered a response to the community, which was published on the studio's blog. In response, Niantic explained that its decision to revert the interaction distance from 80 meters back to 40 meters was made because it wants people to connect to real places in the real world and visit places that are worth exploring. Niantic then went on to say that it has heard the community loud and clear surrounding the changes to the Pokemon Stop gym interaction distance. The studio acknowledged the concerns raised by the community before explaining what further action it will take. The team said, "We are assembling an internal cross-functional team to develop proposals designed to preserve our mission of inspiring people to explore the world together while also addressing the specific concerns that have been raised regarding the interaction distance. As part of the process, Niantic said we'll also be reaching out to community leaders in the coming days to join us in this dialogue. This will take place before the studio shares its findings by September 1st. It is unclear at this stage what proposals could be implemented in the game or to what degree these will satisfy the community. However, fans of Pokemon Go will be hoping that the community leaders' concerns are listened to and addressed sooner rather than later. So the biggest issue is COVID numbers are rapidly increasing again.
Yep.
And they reverted the changes to protect you from COVID. So you used to be able to stand way the hell back and still hit a Pokestop. Now you can't.
It's not just the Pokestops. It's with interacting with other people.
Yeah, right.
Now, like, if Tori's inside, I'm outside, we could still trade.
Yep.
But now we want you to be right next to each
other. Right next to each other. So again,
It changes a lot.
And not only that, the issue that people are having is when they first implemented this, like, further distance, they referenced COVID, but they also referenced it's a accessibility issue, where if they had a Pokestop that was, say, on top of stairs, someone in a wheelchair couldn't go up those stairs to get to the Pokestop.
Yeah.
So they increased the distance, and now that person can go to the bottom of the stair and hit the Pokestop. So removing this feature nullified that action.
Yeah, I can see why people would be pissed about this.
Right.
Especially because that was big, too. Because I said that, like, months ago when we were playing. Like, yo, I feel like I couldn't do this before. Like, I couldn't trade with you when you're inside your house and I'm at home. Like,
yep.
Like, but for some reason, it works now.
Right.
And I was like, I don't understand. They were like, oh, they changed it for COVID. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't even know that was
those
a thing.
Changes they made those for COVID big. Brought me back into Pokemon
Especially
Go.
Especially when they dropped remote raid passes, that brought me back in.
Yep.
Because I hear it sucks having to go to a raid to do a raid. If someone just sends me an invite and I have a remote, I can just do it.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel like that was their biggest change.
Yeah.
Because that just fucking that opens the game back up.
Well, because not only that, it's like
now if
also,
you got one guy chilling at Slater Park.
Say you're at work.
Exactly.
And you can't make it, but at least now they give you an option to try.
Yeah. That was a big change.
Yeah, it's
that's one of the reasons why I got back into it. When I saw remote raid passes, I was like, oh, I'm into this.
Yeah.
Because now I can just send an invite out to five guys and hopefully four.
They didn't remove those, right? The
no,
oh, thank
there.
God.
Still there.
That would have been a huge yeah.
Those were clutch.
But I mean, why change the draw distance? At that point, who cares anymore?
I get the fact that the whole point of the game is that people were still together. But even if it's 80 meters, people will still, if they want to get together, they're still going to get together.
Yeah.
Just because it's just because they can go farther back
doesn't mean
they're
going
to.
Yes.
Sometimes people still walk in crowds and still play together. It doesn't.
Right.
It just gives more people a chance to reach out and play when
yes.
they're not as close.
I agree. I actually think this is counterproductive to what they're trying
it's definitely
to
counteract it.
Because
that was probably the biggest problem when it was dropped that you had to be so freaking
close
to do something.
Yep.
And now no one has that problem.
Right, and now
so
we're all going to be standing next to each other in a group spreading COVID again.
Yeah, why
this goddamn
it?
Lambda and Delta variant.
Why can't we be, you know, a little bit farther away,
yep.
not spread the COVID,
yep.
still play, and you want people to play, you don't
yeah.
want people to drop. I don't understand.
I honestly think September 1st, they're just going to drop a letter that says that they reverted and went, because that's such an easy win, too.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't, there's nothing that, doing this takes away from their money.
They don't have to change much.
And in fact, they're probably going to increase it with more people playing.
Absolutely. You know how many people probably fucking hit that store to get, like, remote raid passes?
Oh, all the time,
all that
I bet.
Shit?
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
No one. Yeah, that was one of the. Doing all that was their biggest upgrade.
In fact, it was funny because they dropped the information that they were reverting it and immediately dropped the Sword and Shield legendaries into the game as if they were trying to like mask it, be like, oh well no, you have two new legendaries you can go and get instead
yeah,
of
no. No, the Pokemon Go community caught that
immediately.
They're not happy with that shit.
Alright, and that's going to do it for this week's episode. You can find me on Twitter at @AHN_gags.
You can find me on Apex or Splitgate, Papadil22. That's the only thing I'll be on.
Oh, find you in the queue.
You'll probably find me on Apex. I've been hopping back into that.